Das ist das Rotjacken-Audioservice.
Kati is up 2-1 in the quarterfinal series. It's been a great playoff night at Heidi Houghton Arena on Thursday. What are your takes from that game three?
Obviously, it was our best game of the series so far. I think it was just domination on both sides of the puck, defensively and offensively. We finally scored some goals. Power play was working too. Obviously, our penalty kill was solid, like it has been the last couple games. But I think it was just a team effort, and I think we played a full 60 minutes of hockey, and I think things worked out for us because we were doing the right things and playing the right way.
You mentioned the penalty killing already. Outstanding two-minute kill on a 3-on-5 in the second period. Scored like seconds later. You were out for two shifts on that 3-on-5. Your thoughts on these 120-plus seconds?
Obviously, when that happens in playoffs, it's probably a little stressful. So like those moments are big for energy and momentum. So it could go either way. They could score a goal and then they get the energy and the momentum, or we could stop them and we take the energy and momentum. And I think we were pretty solid and at 5-on-3, and then we end up scoring. So we kind of had a double whammy and got our energy and confidence, and it was just good all around for morale and positivity.
Pioneers have been one of the better offensive teams in the league, but you guys limited them to two goals in that series. What needs to be done to continue this solid defensive work in this quarterfinals?
Yeah, I mean, they got good offensive players for sure. They can be dangerous, but I think we just focus on the things that got us to where we are the whole year. And that is being defensively solid, taking the man when we can, you know, not letting anybody get behind us, blocking shots, just being solid and tight as a group. Obviously, we have great goaltending, so we need that always. And just winning our battles, getting pucks out, and moving it forward as quick as possible.
Game three has included a lot of pushing and shoveling in the final stretches of the game. Do we expect more of that kind in game four?
Yeah, I mean, for one, it's playoffs. It's always going to happen. But I think when teams get frustrated, they lead to maybe getting underneath people's skin. But it's okay. I think we love it as a team because it fires us up and we can handle it. So I don't think it's going to stop until the series is obviously over. So bring it on.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Das war das Rotjacken Audio Service.